Good morning, church. It's Friday. And some of you are probably looking forward to a hopefully restful weekend. We're in the third group of practical instructions in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians 5, 19 to 28. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test everything. Hold on to the good. Avoid every kind of evil. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Brothers, pray for us. Greet all of the brothers with a holy kiss. I charge you before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Well, Paul starts off with, do not put out the Spirit's fire. Paul warns the Thessalonians not to despise spiritual gifts and especially prophecy. The prophets and the teachers were, in those days, probably the equivalent of our modern preachers. That's putting it very loosely. It was they who brought the message of God to the congregation. Many Christians treat the fivefold ministry gifts with less respect than they ought to. These gifts are foundational to the growth of the church, the apostles, the prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. Now, quenching the fire of the Holy Spirit is all too easy. The moment we take our eyes off God and place them on secondary issues, we start the extinguishing of the Holy Spirit's flow in our lives. And so Paul challenges us to be on our guard. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Now Paul raises these important challenges. Test everything. Even though this was a newly established church, Paul knew that from experience that it would not be long before wolves in sheep's clothing, those are the false teachers and false prophets, would slip into the church and start to sow seeds of disunity and corruption. He says, hold on to the good. Hold fast onto the good. Do not let a good person go. Learn from him or her. Do not let a good doctrine or exhortation go. Hang on to it. Do not let a good prophecy go. Hold on to it. Live and practice it. Teach it to others. Hold on to the good. Then he says, avoid every kind of evil. And note that the Greek meaning is not just saying we must abstain from evil, but to abstain from the very appearance of evil. A believer must have nothing, absolutely nothing to do with evil, not even the appearance of it. If something even appears or borders on evil, we're to get away from it. If there's any chance whatsoever that it could be wrong, leave it alone. If there's even a suggestion it could be wrong, we must flee from it. These three challenges, test everything, hold on to what is good, and avoid even the appearance of evil, describes the constant duty of the Christian. Now, when a church lives up to Paul's advice, it will indeed shine like a light in a dark place. It will have joy within itself and power to win others. Even when it's hard, the Christian must keep on doing the right and godly thing. Turning to 1 Thessalonians 5:23, Paul says, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Towards the end of his letter, Paul commends his fellow believers, his friends, to God in body, soul, and spirit. That's our total being. Paul reconfirms the fact that God is faithful. God began a work in us, in Christ Jesus, and he's going to complete it. We are safe in Father's hands. We will be kept blameless in him till the Lord Jesus Christ returns. The believer is wholly set apart to God under God's special care, protection, and provision. In that day, when the Lord returns, the believer will be preserved blameless. The believer will be acceptable to God and receive a full reward. And note the three parts of man is spelt out: spirit, soul, and body. The idea is that the whole person is preserved: body, soul, as well as our spirit. Complete. Preserved in Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:25. Brothers, pray for us. Greet all the brothers with a holy kiss. I charge you before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers. It's a wonderful thing that this great apostle should feel that he was strengthened by the prayers of the humblest Christians. Brothers, pray for us. That is really the call from all pastors and church leaders. Church leaders are constantly under attack from the devil, non-believers, and unfortunately, believers. During the years of serving the church, that has been my own experience. For Paul, prayer was a river of life in which he prayed for others and others prayed for him. Paul believed in Jesus' words, "Ask and you will receive." So let's not forget to pray for the leaders. Then we are to greet all Christian brothers and greet them intimately and with care. Just how this holy kiss took place is not really known. We have an idea looking at Focus Day in the East, but it was a common practice in the early church. The point is that affection and care are to be expressed between believers. Well, at Centurion Vineyard, we kind of have that hug a Christian attitude, and that is our expression of affection and care. Unfortunately, COVID has put a little bit of a quench on it, but it will return for sure. And then Paul says, have this letter read to all the brothers. This is a very interesting instruction. Why was it necessary for Paul to give this instruction? Would this letter not be read to the whole church when it gathered on Sunday? Were some believers bedridden and homebound? Was the church having to meet in several small groups in secret because of the persecution? Well, also, many people could not read. So reading his letter aloud was the only way everyone in the congregation could be acquainted with us. They had an obligation to see to it that every believer heard the contents of Paul's letter. What a challenge to churches to provide ministries that will carry the word of God out to those who are unable to worship and attend the regular church services. Now, Paul ends his letter with these words, 1 Thessalonians 5:28. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. While we've already heard it in our meditations, that grace, the word, Greek word charis, means the undeserved favor and blessings of God. And no church can be strong without the favor of God and without the blessings of God. May you today experience the undeserved favor and blessings of God. Hallelujah. Have a great weekend.